Hi, hola. Did you know that you can listen to all my Spanish audiobooks for free on YouTube, Spotify, and more? To get the links, go to kerapido.com/listen, or simply tap the link in the episode description. You can listen to my free Spanish audiobooks wherever you are. Today we've got a great pronunciation question. Hi, welcome back to Speak Spanish with María Fernández. I'm María Fernández, a native Spanish teacher and course author. Today's question comes from Brett, one of my Twitter followers. Brett wrote to me, I started learning Spanish about a year ago and I seem to have acquired some bad pronunciation habits. How can I get rid of them? When I talk to my Spanish friends, they often don't understand what I'm saying. It's so frustrating. As a language learner myself, I totally sympathize. When I was learning English, I had to make a huge effort to improve my accent. You see, I was taught mainly by non-native teachers, which was a disaster for my accent. I had so many bad pronunciation habits. Basically, I had to relearn hundreds of words and practice for tens of hours just to improve my accent. I never again made the same mistake when learning other languages. Instead, what I did was to develop a technique that gives you a great accent, guaranteed. In this episode, I'm going to go through the main 5 points of my technique. It will help you get rid of bad pronunciation habits in Spanish, and it will also help you develop a superb accent from now on. The 5 points are: Number 1. Learning the pronunciation rules. Number 2. Focusing on the vowels. Number 3. Doing pronunciation exercises regularly. Number 4. Aiming at clarity, not perfection. And number 5. Learning only from native speakers. Let's see these 5 points in detail. Number 1. Learning the pronunciation rules. The Spanish pronunciation rules are straightforward. You can learn the rules quickly with a good course. In Spanish, unlike in English, each set of letters has a specific sound that never changes. Learning the Spanish pronunciation rules well is the best way to start developing a good accent. Number 2. Focus on the vowels. I'm sure by now you've heard me say these. If you want to have a good Spanish accent, you need to master the vowels. And once you've mastered the vowels, the odds of being understood by Spanish speakers is much, much higher. So focus on A, E, I, O, U. Most courses don't help you with these sounds. They assume you're going to master them as you go along, the way children do. Unfortunately, as adults, we need to work on our pronunciation because it doesn't come naturally. And that leads us to point 3. Do pronunciation exercises regularly. The Spanish pronunciation rules may be straightforward, but that doesn't mean that developing a good accent is easy. You need to work on it. A good Spanish course will give you plenty of exercises to master all the sounds, and at the same time, it will help you avoid bad habits. Good pronunciation exercises cover all the Spanish sounds, with a special emphasis on the most difficult ones apart from the vowels. For instance, C, G, G, Y, Ñ, R, and a few others. Pronunciation exercises are also great for learning where the stress goes in each word and for mastering the intonation. All that will skyrocket your conversation skills. Number 4. Aim at clarity, not perfection. The good news is that to communicate without trouble, you don't need to have a perfect accent. All you need is a clear accent. Avoid the mistakes that make Spanish unintelligible. You don't need to roll your double R like a native or master the G and the Y. All you need to do is produce clear sounds that are close to what a native speaker expects to hear. A good Spanish course will help you with that. And number 5. Learn only from native speakers. After the ordeal I went through to get rid of my appalling English accent, this, for me, is an absolute must. Unfortunately, there are dozens of courses out there, especially mobile apps, that have not been recorded by native speakers.
The accents in some of those Spanish courses are simply awful. Make sure your Spanish course is recorded by native speakers. That way you won't have to waste hours, like I did, getting rid of bad pronunciation habits. To recap, these are the 5 points that will help you develop a great Spanish accent. Number 1. Learn the pronunciation rules. Number 2. Focus on the vowels. Number 3. Do pronunciation exercises regularly. Number 4. Aim at clarity, not perfection. And number 5. Learn only from native speakers.
Before I go, let me remind you that on YouTube you can listen to every episode of this podcast 48 hours before anywhere else. My YouTube channel is Speak Spanish with Maria. You can find the link in the episode description, together with all the other links I've mentioned in this episode. To get plenty of Spanish speaking practice and to master the Spanish verbs super fast, play my free audiobooks. I have a Spanish for Beginners course, a Sherlock Holmes story in Spanish, and a series of 1 hour verb practice audiobooks, among others. You can listen to them on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal, Amazon, and more. To get the links, go to my website, kerapido.com. That's kerapido.com, kerapido.com. Or simply tap the link in the episode description on your mobile device.